On March the 10th, the city of Lansing was the first to announce a case of COVID-19 in the state of Michigan. That afternoon, Michigan State University decided to move their in-person lectures to online. As the hours count down to another day, the University of Michigan decided to close their campus, including lectures and on-campus events as well. Finally, at 5 p.m., President James M. Smith of Eastern Michigan University sent out an email to students and faculty members about suspending face-to-face instructions in lectures, seminars, and other classroom settings. The unanticipated announcement left college students across the state of Michigan holding their breaths in wait of what was next. I am reporter Bianca Ramsey, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. After this announcement, places like Swoop Pantry and other EMU service has faced many challenges. I was able to talk with Joelle Summers, a grad assistant at Swoop Pantries, to discuss the behind the scenes of the organization and how the coronavirus crisis affects the EMU community as a whole.
Swoop Pantry was started by a student. Her name was Haley Moranek, and at the time she was an undergrad social work student, and she did a research project on food insecurity, specifically in college students, just because she found that that was a population that no one had really thought to look at. And in her initial research, she found that about 1 in 10 students reported experiencing hunger. Since then, there have been a ton of other research studies, and that numbers closer to now 1 in 3 students. And so she wanted to be proactive and do something right here at Eastern to be able to address this issue. And her idea was to start a food pantry. Initially, she did get some pushback, but with support of faculty on campus and some other community support, she was able to start the pantry, and we actually opened our doors on September 21st of 2015. So we've been open just over 4 years.
Can you give us like a little detail, like what your situation is, like what your role at Food Pantry and how every day works for you now?
I am the graduate assistant, and so a lot of my job is managing the internal operations of the pantry. That means making sure we have enough food each week, making sure that my team is prepared for emergency situations like this, and sitting on those planning committees, as well as community outreach. And so we are still working with our food bank food gatherers to make sure we have food in the pantry. Overall, just making sure that the pantry is up and running and that people are getting what they need.
What happened to the food pantry when it was like temporary closed?
In the first couple of days, we were closed when the university initially closed, but we knew that students would need food and toiletries and other items to get through the week. Our team began working on a plan to reopen with limited hours so that we're able to serve our students in a safe way. And we brought that to the university, and they did allow us to be open for a couple of hours last week, and we do have some hours this week that will be open as well, because we recognize this is a really difficult time for students. There's a lot of confusion and uncertainty, and we just want to make sure that students have their bare necessities so that they're able to continue.
Do you have any like policy procedures during a crisis, or was this the first time that it actually happened?
This is the first time that we've had something like this happen. We didn't really anticipate having to plan, but we did get to work planning as soon as we found out the news that the university would be closing. And with all of the social distancing, we really took care to really formulate our policies in a way that students are able to get what they need in a safe environment. And we make sure that we clean and sanitize our services within the pantry every day. We're making pre-made bags and kind of leaving them outside of the pantry for people to pick up so that it, again, limits that contact with people. We are limiting point of touch, and so we are only allowing our team members to take things off of the shelves, of course, with gloves. We're taking precautions in that way, but we're still operating as best we can under the circumstances.
Did Food Pantry have any concerns about serving EMU students in the community during this time?
Our biggest concern was just not being able to provide the shoppers with everything that they needed. We do have an inventory system, and it has been working, but with these unforeseen events. We were worried about not having enough for people, but again, thanks to the generosity of our donors, that concern has been alleviated to some extent, and we're still asking people if they are able and willing to donate whatever they can, just so that students get what they need, but also food isn't going to waste.
Over the next few weeks, what can guests expect as they walk in the doors of food? Can you describe, like, the space?
Normally, we would allow shoppers to come in the pantry one at a time, and the space is actually set up like a miniature grocery store. We are a choice pantry, and that students would normally come in and choose the items that they want. We have food, personal hygiene, baby food, formula, diapers, personal household items. We even have a clothing closet if students are interested in that. But due to the circumstances, shoppers will now be required to fill out a request form, and so we'll be emailing out a request form, and students can pick their food preferences, and then our team will actually take those responses and put together pre-made bags that could be picked up during our normal hours. And so we'll be open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between noon and 3:30 this week.
Is there anything you want the local community to know about to move towards the next couple of weeks?
I think our biggest need right now is just getting as much inventory into the pantry as possible. So we are still accepting donations because we are a nonprofit organization and the pantry really relies on donations from the community. The things we're in need of right now are beans, rice, dairy alternatives, tofu, bread, cereal, baby food, and we're also looking for some self-care items, such as loofahs, shower gel, adult coloring books, journals. So if you're interested in donating, please send us an email. Our email is hoops_pantry@emich.edu, and we'll be happy to arrange a time for drop-off or pickup.
What are the guidelines with that? Is there any restrictions or any policies that you have to go by when donating food or clothes?
The only thing we require for food is that each food item contains a nutrition label and that the food is unexpired. With household and clothing, we just ask that it's gently used and so nothing that's torn or worn down, just because we want to make sure that our students feel comfortable with those items as they are typically used items. But those are really the only guidelines. Again, we accept pretty much anything as long as it's gently used or unexpired. I just want to let any student, staff, and faculty that are listening to know that Soups is here to support you. If you've never been in the pantry, if you have questions, please email us. We'll be happy to assist in whatever way we can. We understand that this is a troubling time, and we just want you to know that we're here to support you.
Like she said, Soup Pantry is available and open to all EMU students and their families. They are still accepting donations. The pantry is located at 104 Pierce Hall. You can call them at 734-487-4173. For more updates and information, you can visit their website at www.emich.soup/soup-pantry. A huge thank you to Summers and Soup Pantries for making the time out to talk with me. This has been Eastern Echo Podcast, and this is Bianca Ramsey signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Cabansug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Bianca Ramsey.